With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Microsoft Teams. When there's more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team.
You're going into a gunfight with a spoon with Cam Newton as a quarterback in 2020.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Dog, what are you talking about?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Can't believe you hung on for 2 hours to ask me if you think the Seahawks are going to blow the Jets out. Oh my gosh, the answer is yes.
Touchdown! Seahawks!
Earlier on the show, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Kansas City Chiefs tight end, Travis Kelce. Coming up, Indianapolis Colts owner, Jim Irsay. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, it's hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Mike Florio and Travis Kelce. Just hung up with Travis Kelce, who is the leading pass catcher in the National Football League. Stephon Diggs is the first to 100 catches, as we saw last night on Sunday Night Football and the Bills' big win over the Steelers.
Ended my fantasy season.
Stephon Diggs did?
Yeah.
He was dynamite, man, and so was Josh Allen in there. They dominated the third quarter and took that game over, ended that game, essentially. And the Bills have an opportunity to win the AFC East. And one of the most popular items that I have tweeted out post-game in the 14 weeks of the NFL season so far, I tweeted out last night. Tons of likes, that's the metric, right, that you use about whether people, engagement, right, all that stuff.
Indeed.
Was to point out that with the 10th win of the Buffalo Bills season, that was the capper of the Week 14 Sunday. Combine that with the way Week 14 began, which was the New England Patriots losing their 7th game of the season, meaning they can get no more than the current, with their current 6 wins, they can get no more than 9 wins. 10 being larger than 9. The Buffalo Bills winning last night, combined with the Patriots' loss to kick off Week 14, meant that the Patriots were eliminated from winning the AFC East, ending their remarkable 11-year streak atop of the AFC East. And there were tons of Bills fans who kind of dug that.
I can imagine.
One responded, tell it to me slower. Okay, Luke Russert, whose dad Tim, as you know, is one of the most famous, next to Berman, maybe the most famous Buffalo Bills fan of the last half century. Luke Russert, he tweeted back at me, he retweeted that with an emoji of a needle saying, into my veins.
Injected.
You said earlier today, Chris, who is going to be the first person calling into the show today?
I did. I called it at 8:55.
You said Matt from Oklahoma would be the first, and sure enough, God bless you, Matt. You dialed 844-204-RICH before we even were on the air. You must be out of your mind right now, sir. You must be out.
Living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
You have the floor. Go for it. You get Crow. I'm giving you the floor. Rich Eisen Show platform.
Tell you what, I'm not very popular in the Pittsburgh area right now because we've been giving it to them. They gave me so much crap.
Right.
Up until the game last night. Going to dance on my logo. We'll dance on the scoreboard in your standings. So take that and go home with it. I'm so tired of Steelers fans, man. They're posers. They haven't beat anybody. They got smacked in the mouth last time in the second half. So now you can shut up, go home, and go play the Bengals, okay? We've got bigger fish to fry.
Well, and you've got the Dolphins. You beat the Dolphins. That will wrap up the AFC East.
I like Matt. Tua. I root for Tua. One of my best friends is a Dolphins fan, so it's cool we're both thrilled with it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not too worried about the Dolphins.
They might
make a wild card, but Kansas City is the best in the AFC. Buffalo, I think, is second. Buffalo can make some noise. It's time to give Buffalo some respect. Well, Josh Allen, Get him on the show, man. Get him on the show.
We did. He came on to tell us about his cereal that does not stay soggy in beer. That's what he said.
We need more Josh. Okay. We'll need more Josh. Come on. He's on the rise.
Matt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. He's feeling it. Even TJ Jefferson from Altoona, PA, no Steeler fan. You had a problem with him just saying the Steeler fans need to pipe down, huh? Well,
I mean, look, I'm cool with the Steelers. Bills are filling themselves, which they should be. But, like, you know, we got to simmer down just a little bit before we start calling out different fan bases. Like, you got to put some respect on the Steelers.
Here's my concern.
Yeah, they aren't jumping the table.
Here's my concern for the Bills. Here's my concern for the Bills. My concern for the Bills is that they do not have the run game to prevent Kansas City from going on tilt.
Exactly.
There you go.
That's my concern.
Yep.
If Kansas City shows up, you know, on all cylinders, how do you stop them? You need to run the ball and keep Mahomes chilling on the sideline 5, 6, 7 minutes at a time. You need it. And they don't have that. Trust me. You know, I've been watching them quite a bit. Because I drafted Singletary in my fantasy league, wound up dropping him. Zach Moss can come in every now and then and give you what you need. They're gonna need him. They don't have somebody gonna be like 16, 20, 22, 25 carry cowbell. They don't have that.
They don't have a Derrick Henry, is what you're saying.
Well, they don't have. I mean, nobody has a Derrick Henry. Only the Tennessee team has Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
That's my concern about the Buffalo Bills. But the one thing you have to give the Bills, for sure, is that they had a plan when they drafted Josh Allen. And they have surrounded him. They went and got him Stephon Diggs. And they have been rewarded, all of them, Diggs, Allen, organization, by that trade. Yes, they gave up a one that turned into Justin Jefferson, so you could say to the Vikings, that's the old win-win, right? But the Bills got Josh Allen a guy. Last year it was like higher, last year was all high register. Hey, Josh Allen, maybe Mayfield and Lamar, you know, have company in this draft class. And certainly Lamar is the MVP, but maybe Josh Allen's second best in the draft class. Hey, Cole Beasley is more than just that. Little slot guy from the Cowboys. Hey, John Brown. A bad season, John Brown. Hey.
Right.
Fast.
So it was all higher register for the Bills offense last year. And then it was like, oh, okay, Stephon Diggs. That's an inventive off the reservation, aggressive maneuver. You're gonna flip a one for Stephon Diggs. Okay. And they were rewarded. He is the first to 100 catches in 2020.
And he got half of them in the second half of the game.
Well done. Well done, Bills, especially since, and the Dolphins can be given the tip of the cap on this too, especially since they are ready for the moment that we knew would come. They are ready for the moment that we knew would have to come. And that moment is the moment that Tom Brady would move out of the AFC East after squatting atop it for 2 decades. We knew it was coming. We knew it was coming because nothing lasts forever in the league where NFL stands for not for long. And who is ready for the moment? Bills ready for the moment. Dolphins ready for the moment. Not even New England, you could say, was truly ready for the moment. COVID didn't help either with a bunch of people opting out. You know who was not ready for the moment?
Ooh.
Don't answer that question. I'll answer it. I got to tell you, folks, sitting at home yesterday, and you know my stance on the Jets season, we were the ones, Chris, if I'm not mistaken, after that week 1 loss to these Buffalo Bills. After that week 1 loss to these Buffalo Bills, we had Todd McShay, one of the top talent evaluators in our business.
Sure did.
On the show, and I even brought it up to him. Let's just say the Jets wind up with an opportunity to get Trevor Lawrence. Should they trade Sam Darnold? Bless him at the time. He was like, no way. Darnold's got this. Darnold's got that. And Darnold still is the same Sam Darnold in terms of name. But I saw this one coming a mile away. Saw it coming a mile away. Even with all that, even with me having my fun, knowing it's not fun for the Jets, knowing it's not fun for Adam Gase to have some crazy, wild-ass defensive coordinator he had no choice but to fire. Even though I said they all broke Sam Darnold, even though I had my fun with Dabo Swinney last week, asking him where Trevor's registered upon hearing he's about to get married, and asking, hey, how's Trevor doing? Even though I'm having all that much fun, I still wasn't even prepared for what I saw yesterday. And I know I should be prepared. We had a caller finish up our week last week saying, hey, the Seahawks going to blow out the Jets, you know, because I can't handle another Seahawk nail biter. We need one of those rocking chair games. I told him, don't worry about it. I told him, don't worry about it, because Jamal Adams was going to make sure that he was going to make the Jets pay. And I knew that Greg Williams wasn't going to be there to go up to DK Metcalf before the game and talk about Megatron. Had my fun with that. Even with all that, wasn't prepared. I am a 51-year-old man. I've been rooting for the Jets as long as I can remember. I don't recall anything worse than Sunday.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
I looked up through NFL Network research. It's the 18th loss the Jets have suffered in their suffering history of 37 points or worse. I was wondering. So I've seen the Jets lose by 37 or worse before. But I looked it up as well. The 0-14 Bucks in 1976 never lost by 37 points. I looked it up. The Cleveland Browns of 2016, who went 0-16, never lost by 37 points. I looked it up. The Lions team in 2008 that went 0-16. I looked that up. They lost by 37 once. And that was their worst loss. But it wasn't to make them 0-13. And it wasn't against a former coach in Pete Carroll. It wasn't against the last guy that they drafted that we thought would be the culture changer in Jamal Adams, who they traded mid-season as opposed to prior to the season to try and get people in there or draft choices in there for Sam Darnold. It was done in the middle of the season. And just to rub the salt in the wound, just to, for you-know-whats and giggles, let's put Geno Smith in there to finish it up. I sat there. I was literally looking for a poop sandwich right around me because that's what I was eating. It was dreadful. It was terrible. It was unacceptable. You could talk about all of that. New defensive coordinator, Frank Bush, to salute, sir. You trying to take over this team. There were guys. There was one time Tyler Lockett was wide open right over the middle. Russell Wilson had to be like, you know what? This isn't cooking. This is not cooking. This is like, you know, meal ready to eat. Like they were handing out MREs. You know, like I had DK Metcalf in fantasy. You know what this felt like? You know, with the way the Jets were playing defense, this felt like Russell Wilson just having his pick of the litter. But what it felt like is sitting at a poker table with a donkey, dunking off chips, and you just hope you have a hand. Right. You hope you got to have a hand because you know this donkey is going to donkey off chips because he's so terrible or she's so terrible at the game. You just got to have a hand. You just got to be in it because you got to win it. And it was just like, okay, here's Swain. You got a touchdown. And Carson, you got a touchdown. Oh, and Moore, you got a touchdown. And name it. Everybody had a touchdown. And I'm like, I need more. I felt like I'm sitting at a table. Somebody's dunking off chips. And then I figured, you know what? The Jets are that casino handing out chips to everybody. Literally, the Desert Hen had heart, to use the Lost in America phrase yesterday, with the Jets. I could not handle it another second, but I watched all of it. I even heard Rich Gannon, who was on the game, say that he spoke to DK Metcalf earlier in the week, and DK was just like, you know what? All of these games, we've been winning tough games. We need an easy game. I think we're going to have one this week. That's what DK Metcalf told an actual football player that's turned to broadcaster in Rich Gannon. And Gannon's like, okay, I got it. You know what Gannon was talking about at the end of the game yesterday, just because there was nothing else to talk about? He was talking about how he was sitting there watching this game, and one of the hits looked like a car crash, and he was talking about how he witnessed a car crash outside of his window of his hotel room and was a good Samaritan to help people out. Literally 45 seconds over the Jets losing with Geno Smith playing, Rich Gannon's talking about a car accident. It was as low as I've ever seen it. And all I can say is I just had to take to Twitter and I tweeted it out. I just said, Jets fans, take heart. Take heart, Jets fans, because no matter how tough this is, we are one step closer to the kid who can quickly change things around to be generationally enjoyable. And that's a fact. That's a fact. And all of this stuff about Bill Cowher and is he really interested and is he not? All of that stuff. There is no way that Bill Cowher would even be remotely interested if Trevor Lawrence wasn't in this mix. I don't want to hear it's not Sam Darnold's fault completely, and it's not. But it's definitely Sam Darnold's fault. He's not Trevor Lawrence because no coach is going to say, I'll absolutely go to that dumpster fire. I'll absolutely ride my wagon to an organization that just clearly can't get it right and will let me sit out there when I'm begging to be fired. I'll go and coach for that organization for Justin Fields, with all due respect. And I don't need to say with all due respect beforehand, but nobody's Trevor Lawrence. So that's what I say when they've got to go get Trevor Lawrence, because the only way the top coaching candidates will even twitch in the direction of the Jets as opposed to maybe go to Houston, where there's Deshaun Watson, or maybe go to here in Los Angeles, where there's Justin Herbert. No way will they go in the Jets' direction if Trevor Lawrence is not involved. They got to lose the last three. And I even tweeted this out, too. I just, again, this is my therapy. I just put out asking all former and current NFL players who see this, what must a six-hour plane flight home for an 0-13 that just lost by 37 points sound like? I've been on some bad team planes before. I was on that Los Angeles Rams team plane back here to do a show after Jared Goff had his first career start and got smoked up in Seattle, just destroyed. And, you know, it was the end of the Steve Fisher era. He had just been fired. It was Fossil's kid, now the special teams coordinator for Dallas, who was the interim head coach. Remember all that?
Yep.
Gurley was talking about a high school offense and everything.
That's right.
Yeah. Had no idea. Right around the corner, here comes Sean McVay, and we don't think about that anymore. In the same way, we will not think about this anymore if Trevor Lawrence comes. Jay Feely gave, like, the thinking emoji, but that was in response to Akbar talking about drinking and card games and joking. They checked out 3 weeks ago. I would disagree with that because they almost beat the Raiders. Rich Gannon responded, wouldn't know. Wouldn't know. Because it's never happened before. Sean O'Hara. Jack Donaghy meme of drinking. Here's my favorite one. You got Kyle Long there? Put Kyle Long up there. This is fantastic. This is as good as far as I can get. Yep, gummy. Yep, because you got to dull the senses. You got to dull the senses to get through this moment. You got to dull the senses great. To get through this moment. But I'm telling you, when I was on that Rams flight, nobody was thinking this thing is going to get not only going to get turned around so fast, we're going to turn it around with the coach that the rest of the league is going to copycat and get one of their own. And then Les Snead, as we know, has now got the roster younger and who is sitting right there with an opportunity to not only win the division, but take that one seed because the Packers and the Saints are only one game in front of him, the LA Rams. So I'm going to take solace in the fact that it's right there. The hard work is done. The Rams cannot wait for the Jets to, by the way, who went home because of COVID. They initially were going to stay out here on the West Coast. They went home. Now they're going to come all the way back and take on the Rams. We're going to dismantle them. And then the problem is this. For you Jets fans, us Jets fans, here comes Cleveland. You better not mess with us, Cleveland. You better not mess with us. Come on, Baker. Come on in and do what you need to do and get the hell out. I don't want your trapdoor opening up for my trapdoor to open. My last concern, again, is Belichick, week 17. That's a talker, right?
That's a talker.
That's a talker.
I have no explanation for what happened.
But it's right there. So it's right around the corner, Jets fans. And it can happen. It can happen to us. Believe it. Let's all band together. But that was beyond a tough watch. Toughest watch I've ever had as a Jet fan yesterday. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take a break. Jim Irsay, his Colts damn near almost went 0-16 one year, and the dawn appeared in the form of Andrew Luck. And now look at his team right now with Phillip Rivers at 9-4 with a coach in Frank Reich who's dynamite. We'll chat with the owner and CEO of the Colts, Jim Irsay, fresh off their win in Vegas. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. With Together Mode, you can bring everyone together in one space in the same virtual room. You can bring the power of true collaboration to your projects with Whiteboard, drawing, sharing, and building ideas in real time, all on the same page. And with Large Gallery View, you can see more of your team all at once with up to 49 people on screen, all at the same time. You can even raise your hand virtually so everyone can be seen and heard. When there are more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams. 844-204-RICH. If you're on hold, stay on hold and enjoy the conversation we're going to have in just about less than a minute with my next guest when the radio audience returns and makes us a simulcast family. We're here on NBC Sports on Peacock every single day between 12 and 3 Eastern Time. You know, Christopher, there's going to be a National Football League wild card game on Peacock.
Fantastic.
It'll be streamed on Peacock while it's on NBC, but we're on what we call, Christopher, an emerging platform. And I know why I'm saying it, but I'm excited about it.
Future.
Like this. I'm saying it like this because of...
You don't have to get a tone with me. I agree with you.
Okay. These are two people from the East Coast who talk like this. And we're agreeing with each other, but it sounds like we're not.
It sounds all like good.
At any rate.
Split screen.
There we go. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to have a split screen and a hashtag and argue over stuff.
That's all good.
But anyway, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on The Rich Eisen Show. NBC Sports on Peacock. Take it from Dan Patrick every single day on Sirius Channel 211 as well. We're back here on our terrestrial radio network. And you know what, Christopher? When you host somebody's luncheon for them, and you host a team's luncheon for them, a kickoff luncheon for them,
right?
And the season doesn't go as expected, sometimes an owner can blame it on the host, or at least the host is genuinely concerned about it. I hosted this man's 2015 kickoff luncheon. They were fresh off of a conference championship game appearance. They went 8-8.
Yeah.
So I could not be more thrilled that this gentleman doesn't mind calling into this show after his team just went to 9-4 with a big win in Vegas, hitting the point 44 times in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ooh.
He is the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, Jim Irsay, here on The Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Jim?
Hey, Rich. What's going on?
I'm loving having here. How's everything in your world?
Oh, everything's good. You know, we loved having you for that luncheon. And,
yes.
And with good friend Chris Berman kind of being a little bit more quiet in the back landscape now, you know, you're that voice of the NFL that we all love and respect and I always say it's hard to find me one person that doesn't love Rich Eisen. I still haven't had someone come up to me to find one. So we certainly appreciate all you do for the NFL and all the fun things you bring to the table on all your interviews, man.
Thanks, Jim. It means the world, as you know, and I say it to any member of the NFL that I do take it as a privilege to do this job, certainly for our network that's, my gosh, that started 17 years ago in our 18th season of NFL Network. And now your team, let's talk a little bit of ball right here, if you don't mind, before we turn to a couple of things off the field, including kicking the stigma, which is, I know, something near and dear to your heart and your organizations. Your team is at 9-4 right now, Jim. How do you look at this team compared to other teams that you've seen in this position before? What do you think?
Well, it's really exciting, Rich. I tell you, it's always tough with the Monday interviews when you have them after games. You never know how the game's going to go.
Right.
So you always got to have the stiff upper lip and be ready to come on. But I tell you, this team has been so impressive. Really to go 4-1 in a playoff atmosphere over the last 5 weeks, and it really has been that. I mean, when we beat the Raiders yesterday, they knew what was on the line, as we did, almost a playoff game right there at what was at stake. And you know, both games with Tennessee were huge battles, and we split, but beating Green Bay and Houston, they knew what was on the line. They had a chance to run the table and jump back into this thing, and they fought so gallantly, and you know, as Maradona said, we had the hand of God come in on at the end at the goal line and knock that ball out somehow and recover it. You don't win many like that, but it's been so exciting, and I think there's so many stories that go around it, but as far as the changes and everything, I think obviously Philip Rivers has been that great leader that you can't say enough about, the professional, the competitor, the selfless player that he is, how the guys rally around him, young and old. And he's just a special guy, and he's meant a lot to us this season.
And he's playing hurt right now. There's no doubt about that. He doesn't like talking about it, but we in the media do. And with his age and injury and already word that he's got a coaching gig waiting for him at the prep level in Alabama, do you think this is Phillip's one and only year with the Colts, or are you already talking about maybe looking over the steering wheel at all, Jim?
Well, I'll say this. I mean, there's no guarantee there's going to be any surgery in the off season at this point. It's something that is being evaluated. It's not a definite, but he's such a tough guy. I don't know how you play 6 days after an ACL surgery on your knee, but Phillip did. And with the toe, everyone knows how tough that is. For a quarterback, driving the ball and that sort of thing. And really, I could see us lined up the same way. You never know for sure, but with Phillip and Jacoby as a 1-2 punch, you have to give a lot of credit to Jacoby because he's been such a team player and he's come in and made some big plays on some special plays in the red zone and short yardage and different things I could see us rolling it one more time that direction. It just depends. I know that Chris Ballard and Frank and I just have to talk at the end of the season, sit down and see where we're at there. But we're really excited the way it's going now, and we're really an ascending team. I don't know if we could have won that Raider game in September. I think we were still trying to figure out who we were and trying to figure out exactly who was going to settle into certain roles for our football team. But when you have athletes like Quentin Nelson popping out at left tackle and Nyheim Hines doing the things he does in between gymnastic flips of the end zone.
Yes.
And Kenny Moore, who just all pro type of play coming from him. So there's just a really lot of great news, including young guys like Pittman and Taylor at running back. And we're just really excited, though, the way we're playing right now. And, you know, 2021 isn't that far away. So we'll see what happens in the offseason.
Yeah, you're referring to Kenny Moore's Odell-like interception right in front of Darren Waller. That was a crucial play in the win for the Colts in Vegas. I've got Jim Irsay, the Colts owner and CEO here on the Rich Eisen Show. When was the last time you spoke to Andrew Luck, sir? When was that?
You know, it's been a couple months. We've had contact within the organization. Frank Reich's talked to him. I know T.Y. talks to him, Anthony Costanzo. You know, he knows that our door is always open. And really it stands that way as an alumni player who we have so much respect for what he's done for the franchise. I mean, this guy was special. He came in and you know, things like the Kansas City playoff game when we were down 28 points and one of the great playoff wins in history. And so we have great affection for him, and we just want him to be happy, Rich. We want him to have a fulfilling life, and do what you know he really. Game is very demanding, and you have to be all in. It's not a game you can play if you're not all in. And I think he made a courageous decision and decided, well, I think my direction needs to be apart from this game going forward. And as shocking as it was to all of us, including me, we respected it.
No doubt. And, you know, as we were talking just moments ago about looking over the steering wheel with 2021 at the quarterback position, do you think it would even be worth making a run at Andrew Luck? Or you think that's just not even worth the ask?
Well, I don't think we have to make a run at him. I think he knows that we would always welcome him back with open arms. It's just that we respect his decision, and we don't want to, confuse the situation by constantly asking a question that he knows is there. And, he's retired. He knows what we think about him. I know that Frank Reich and Chris Ballard had long conversations, on where we stand, and you know, sure, we'd welcome him back if he came back, but I don't think that's realistic. I know his dad well, Oliver, and his uncle Will, who's been his agent, his mom's brother, who's a great guy, and so really, it's one of those situations where again, you go intuitively where you think. You try to figure out the answer more from an intuitive nature. And I just don't think that's in the cards for him to come back. But only he can decide that. I mean, only he knows. And he knows we'd welcome him back with open arms if he did. But as you know, we can't, as a franchise, wait for that to happen. I think Chris and Frank and I have been very disciplined in our thinking and saying, look at, you know, he's retired and we have to operate as such. There's no time to be daydreaming on what ifs. If it happens, that's great. But I just don't see that in the cards, but anything's possible.
Indianapolis Colts owner and CEO Jim Irsay. A few more minutes left with Jim here on the Rich Eisen Show. You mentioned Chris and Frank several times, and why not? Hell of a team that you have with your general manager and Chris Ballard, who's yoked. He's definitely yoked. That's one aspect about him that I always notice whenever I'm around Chris. And also with Frank Reich, your head coach. And I was talking moments ago about teams that are feeling maybe bleak right now, not really enjoying the position that they're in, and how you never know. You just never know. I'm wondering, do you ever spend time thinking at any point in time, and I'm about to ask you, about that moment when Josh McDaniels told you, I'm not coming, and you might have sat there thinking, what now? And you look at your coach and what a gem you have. Jim, do you ever think about the way sometimes the football gods sometimes swing things in your favor like that?
You know, all the time, I tell you, I've seen it for a half a century, how things develop and you think they're not developing, you know, for the right reason, or they're developing against you, when in fact, something greater is being, really drawn together to be presented to you, later. And you have to be ready to seek that opportunity. You know, really being a champion is one thing. It's overcoming adversity. It's the mindset, and everyone likes to talk about adversity. But unfortunately, words really don't do justice to what adversity really means at sometimes a level it can come to you. Such a competitive environment as the NFL. And you just have to be ready. I know with adding. I mean, Jake Plummer had a comeback from a two-score down situation with 3 or 4 minutes left in the game and with less than 10 seconds, flopped us from 2-1, which allowed us to get Peyton in 98. So you just never know what's going to twist that way. And you always try to be ready for the future. I remember when I traded Chris Chandler with Tampa, and they said you could have a 2 this year or 1 next year. And I said, I'll take a 1 next year, which was 92. And that ended up giving us the first 2 picks in the draft, 1 and 2 in 92, which is, you know, only the first time really in modern football history. So so you just you try to be ready. And when you get dealt a tough hand, that's really that's when you have to be a leader. That's when you have to have that determination that you will conquer anything in front of you.
All right, so let's talk Jim Irsay about conquering what's in front of you, maybe being dealt a bad hand, and karma. I'm talking about kicking the stigma. What's this about, and how people can go to Colts.com to find out all about it? I'll give you the floor, Jim.
Well, it's something, Rich, that's really important to me, to my family, my daughters, in terms of really addressing the mental health stigma problem that exists in this country. And I know Ted Leonis was on talking to Wolf Blitzer about it a few weeks ago. And in this COVID environment, it is really, really prevalent. I mean, this is a all hands on deck, a crisis type of situation. And really the stigma that's attacked, you know, attached with mental illnesses, kill people. It literally kills people and destroys families, because imagine Chuck Pagano when he had the cancer diagnosis, if he was afraid, ashamed, or worried about some retribution from somewhere if he went to chemotherapy to get well. I mean, that's what people with mental illnesses face, that they don't want to come out and be attached with that stigma. They don't want to be called crazy. They don't want to be called unemployable. They don't want to be pursued by a bureaucracy that they're a wrongdoer in society or something. And it's killing people. And we have to, it's such a major situation in this country that we change the way that we approach mental health, because people say with a mental illness, well, it's kind of like a disease. It's not like a disease. It is a disease. You don't choose it, and you can't use your own will just to overcome it and beat it. I mean, you can't look at cancer and say, well, I have pancreatic cancer. I have the will because I'm so tough. I'm just going to beat it. It doesn't work that way, and it needs tremendous amount of support from a lot of people, and we're really trying to get that message out. I talked with my friends at REM, and Mike Mills and I have been friends for over 30 years, and we're using the song Everybody Hurts, which all the guys in the band were gung-ho on using it for the commercial. And so we're really excited about it, and we're looking to save some lives. You know, we've had owners in this league lose children, family members through suicide, and other many different avenues of mental illnesses, and we really want to change that in this country going forward.
And just go find the Kicking the Stigma page on Colts.com for all the information that you can do. Again, Indiana loses one person by suicide every 8 hours, and it is only getting worse in this pandemic. That I got to tell you, just flipping it back to football for a quick second here, Jim, the fact that we're sitting here getting ready to complete week 14, to use the Gruden phrase, knock on wood, if you're with me. I mean, we're a few weeks away here. Is there a plan to bubble up? Maybe. Are you guys talking and ladies in the NFL talking? Is everyone talking together about maybe bubbling up for the playoffs in January, where the players go to a hotel, say, in downtown Indianapolis, and that's the way that they live until it's time to go to the Super Bowl if you're so fortunate? Is that being discussed?
Well, you know, we have an owners meeting on Wednesday, Zoom-wise, and I really think, Rich, it's been a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment as an industry to be able to go forward and having played these games, our trainers, our coaches, our players, so many people have worked so hard to be able to get to this point. And I think in going forward, I could see more precautions being brought in, and we've even heightened those as of late. I don't see a bubble situation where we would end up at one part of the country,
right,
and really play out of one stadium or anything like that. But I think our diligence is being raised, and we know every single day we have to work hard to overcome these obstacles, because right now, obviously in the country, the COVID situation, the pandemic is raging hard, and it's not going to go away soon. The vaccine is here almost, but that's going to take some time, so it's not going to prevent this year's Super Bowl and this end of the season, the playoffs, to be protected from a vaccine to the rescue. So we're ready to do everything we can, and we literally talk day to day, and we're ready, you know, ready to call an audible if we have to. And we take it a day at a time to see how we can continue to be successful. But I think it's a great story, and it's been tremendous for the country and for the economic outlook in general, to be able to play these games. It's something we're going to keep working hard to try to finish off with the Super Bowl in Tampa.
All right. Well, I appreciate the time, Jim. We had Jed York on a couple weeks ago. He said some members in the NFL, some owners, had issues realizing they were on mute during these Zooms. So be careful. Just make sure, you know, you know what I mean? Just be careful.
Well, it's pretty funny. You know, you all of a sudden you see your fellow owner and he's ambling around his house somewhere. You know, he think it's on, and, you know, I'll keep those stories private. But you get a good laugh now and again. I've seen some good outfits, that's for sure. But, you know, hey, humor is the bridge to sanity. So we got to keep laughing, working hard, and be prayerful and spiritual as we move through this thing. Because, you know, I mean, hey, Rich, we're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience.
That's right.
And different. So we're going to find a way, and we're going to keep working towards it. But, you know, certainly appreciate the time. And
always. Thank you.
Excited about December and January coming up.
Well, I'll be there on NFL Network every single weekday or a weekend day that there's a game, and I'll be there as best I can to make sure that at least the ship with Mooch and Irv and Kurt are righted best we can. And congrats on that win in Vegas, and good luck to your team moving forward. I appreciate the time, as always.
Thanks so much, man. You too. Happy holidays.
You too. That's Jim Irsay, CEO, owner, Indianapolis Colts. Oh, yeah, I didn't even ask him about his tweet. What happens in Vegas comes home to Indy. That was his tweet yesterday.
Perfect.
That's great.
There you go.
That's great.
Nice little phrase right there.
At the hard eighth yesterday, 44 points. Ooh.
That's right. They hit the hard eight.
The hard eight, man. As we know, the hard eight pays. 9-1, Mikey. Booyah.
I told you, I've once hit the hard 10 for Wade Phillips. He was at that wired table. Off season. Non-playing season. Need to say. Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. A lot of folks on hold. We'll take your calls. Hour number three is wide open. Overreaction Monday and All About You coming up. Now, there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in one space with a new virtual room. Collaborate live. Drawing, sharing, and building ideas with everyone on the same page. And make sure more of your team is seen and heard with up to 49 people on screen at once. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show has just been one of our show prides. We've been texting each other, just seeing some of the numbers in terms of our subscribers and those who are watching there, and we could not be more proud of it and thank everybody for telling friends or getting caught in the old algorithm there. Couldn't be happier about all of it. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Hit that subscribe button and go there and check all of our exploits out as soon as we are done. Appreciate that. I showed Zan the video of us talking about his fantasy team.
Oh, and how what did he say?
And how you ended with that. He enjoyed that.
The air horn.
He enjoyed that. And the can you dig it? He kind of gave
the air horn's the best.
I don't know, when I show him, when we're talking about him on the show, he kind of has this sort of weird look, like he can't believe what he's seeing, you know?
Is he, like, embarrassed? Like, why are you talking about me, Dad?
Yeah, like, Dad, that's like the thing at home.
Can you dig it?
Thank you. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. We haven't even asked a poll question today. Do you even have one?
Oh, yeah. I threw one up last hour.
At Rich Eisen Show, what do we have?
Which current wild card team would you not want to see in the playoffs? Who would you not want to play in the playoffs?
Okay,
wildcard team.
I'll just retweet it after I vote for the Browns.
Browns, Colts, Seahawks, Bucks.
Boy, that's split right down to. Yeah, that's a good poll question. You got four choices and they're all over 20%.
Yeah,
dude. Okay. I know this may not age well. I get it.
Because they might get blown out.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. I think this is the Browns' moment. And I've been off, man. This season has just been so crazy. Road teams win, and then home teams boat race, and you don't expect it. Like, sometimes road teams are like, it's a pandemic. You know, it's not easy to go on the road and do this thing. And other times it's like, yeah, road team wins. It's a pandemic. There's no fans here to try and change the momentum or stop it. Yeah, I honestly fully admit it's been very difficult for me to figure this season out. But I just feel it in my core, man. This is the Browns' moment. Don't you think? This is it. Like, they're a better team than the Ravens. They are a better team than the Ravens. They are playing better. They are a better team than Baltimore. They should tonight take the Ravens and beat them. That should happen. That's it. And I think this is their moment. I think they go to 10 wins. I think they have a shot to beat the Steelers even. That may not happen. They're going to flex into a game against the Giants, who looked terrible yesterday. Daniel Jones looked like a wounded deer back there. They even warmed up Colt McCoy at one time. Didn't even put him in. Yeah. Hassan Reddick had 5 sacks of Daniel Jones yesterday. He couldn't move. And he's the guy, as you know, who has the fastest miles per hour on the season. So the Giants are vulnerable. The Browns should win. And then here comes the Jets. Your higher register was like, at worst, they should finish 12-4.
Worst, at worst,
your higher register might be like flat on register. So I vote the Browns. Look, the Colts are, I know we just hung up with Jim Irsay, who said that they're going to roll it back with the, roll it back potentially with Phillip Rivers. He's playing too damn well. If he wants to make another 25 mil,
why not?
And as we talked about,
he's got mouths to feed.
I was not going to ask Jim Irsay about Carson Wentz because Carson's under contract, and he would if I asked him about anybody team, he would shut it down in 2 seconds flat. We would not get an answer about that. But he did say surgery is not a done deal coming for Phillip Rivers. But Phillip is playing at a high level, and this team, you know. If he tastes victory in a manner that it's been a long time to take, that he tasted victory for the Chargers, he could tell the high school in Alabama, wait another year. If the Colts just decide we don't want to swallow Carson Wentz's contract, and they decide as an organization they don't want to hook themselves up to Carson Wentz and that big, huge ass. Like, if I'm Jim Irsay, hey, it would take a lot to convince me that I need to sign somebody to a contract that is 9 figures large. I would want to do something a lot less than that. And certainly I could look at my general manager and say, why don't you go draft one of these young kids and we get in one of those situations where we've got 4 to 5 years of contractual control to figure it out. That's the way I would go if I own a team. Or, and I'm not saying this just because I'm, if you will, biased, Sam Darnold can be gotten relatively inexpensively. You want to have a reclamation project. How about that for a poll question? Who would you rather, if you're the Colts, reclaim? Wentz or Darnold? Who would you try to rebuild? It would be Darnold, right? He doesn't have a reconstructed knee. He doesn't have a $100 million contract with him. Now, Reich does know Carson, clearly. It's just an interesting chat with Jim Irsay. Who's been holding on the longest? Our buddy Jeff in Detroit's been holding on the longest. What's up, Jeff? How are you, Jeff?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, just wanted to share some positive news with you. Here in Michigan, we have a place called Portage, which is the Pfizer plant that has the vaccine.
Yes.
And when I tell you they rolled out the vaccine yesterday, it's about 55 minutes between Portage and the airport. And it was a beautiful thing. Those trucks wide open, doing 80 miles an hour, getting that vaccine out to America, man.
Yes.
And we could only hope. We could only hope that this time next year, we got fans in the stands and things are back to what is now going to be a new normal.
Hopefully.
You know, I'm really hopeful for that. I really am. I was sitting here thinking, and actually yesterday I had tweeted it out. Which team are you more surprised about this point in the season? The Indianapolis Colts or the Washington football team?
Oh, gosh.
Being Washington?
Oh.
You know, that's a good one to think about.
Well, I would take Washington in a heartbeat. Washington in a heartbeat, Jeff. And I don't think it's any close. Look, with the Colts, we've seen, and thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Jeff. I mean, with the Colts, just wanting to make sure I had my ducks in a row before talking to Jim Irsay. Josh McDaniel says, I'm coming. I'm not coming. Frank Reich's hired. Andrew Luck and Frank Reich hooked up. They go and crush it. They make the playoffs. They won and done the Texans that year. Remember that? They spanked them. And then Andrew Luck retires. Here comes Brissett. And now they have Phillip Rivers. I thought for sure they had it. If you had told me one team is going to be in first place at 6-7, another team is 9-4 and not in first place, that's the thing I would not expect. But a Washington football team. I mean, my gosh. Think about it, Chris. If we had said, I forget when they made this change, that the Washington team that's no longer named what they used to be named would be named the Washington football team with Alex Smith starting, winning on Thanksgiving Day against Dallas, then following it up, handing the Steelers their first loss of the season, then following it up and going to San Francisco and beating the defending NFC champs. They're obviously a shadow of their former championship selves, but still. And Dwayne Haskins came in to finish it up. I hope for their sake that Alex Smith is healthy, because Haskins is still a little bit shaky, as you could see. But it's tough coming in the middle of a game. I'll tell you who's the real deal, though, sir. That Chase Young is an absolute unicorn. Unicorn.
Dude.
My God. I'll say it. I can easily say these things. The Ohio State, man, can they churn out players or what? They can churn them out. Joey to Nick to this guy. Bosa to Bosa to Young. Holy crap. He personally took him home yesterday. So they're 6-7, and now they come home and take on a Seattle Seahawks team. You don't want to take on this team right now the way they're playing. Oh, boy, that's a big Week 15 game, and I hope Alex Smith is healthy for that one. So that's the answer to that question. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Some great coach speak conversation coming up. And Sean Payton has said something about Breeze's readiness. That's coming up. 844-204-RICH. Everybody who's on hold, stay on hold. We'll take your calls. We'll take your calls. Bill Cowher told something to Rich Cimini of ESPN.com. He covers the Jets about his interest in the Jets gig. Or lack of it. So that's to be discussed on this show. Also, the college football. Dabo made some news here last week. He's doubling down. He's doubling down about Ohio State not having enough games they shouldn't be in. You know what? I kind of don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. He's played twice, almost three times as many games. Like he said, they've been going at it since August. And you got this conference didn't even want to play. I mean, I understand Dabo there.
We'll have a fuller conversation about that coming up in our final hour of this Monday show, getting you ready for the Browns and the Ravens tonight. Week 14 will be in the books. Then we got a game on Thursday, two on Saturday, a whole bunch on Sunday, one on Monday, and it's all played as scheduled. Knock on wood, if you're with me. All right. 844-204-RICH, number to dial, hour three, beckoning on the other side right here on Peacock. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in a new virtual room, collaborate live, building ideas on the same page, and see more of your team on screen at once. Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.